Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's show with Dr. Louisa on this Tuesday, May the 30th at 1 p.m. We trust that each and everyone had a safe holiday and that you enjoyed yourself. I took the time to rest and relax. So today, we are inviting you to call in to the show. That number is 563-999-3694. Once again, 563-999-3694. We will continue to ask you to spread the news around about our show. We think that we give pretty good positive information to help one continue to grow and love oneself. We hope that you have pencil, paper, your iPads, your notepads, your phone, something to write down the information that we're going to share with you on today. As always, we do try our best to give out the National Domestic Violence Hotline, phone number, and ways to contact them. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to assist you with whatever help you may need, to give you referral, and to always talk with you and listen also to what you have to say. Your safety is always first. The hotline of communicating with them by chat, live, or by text is a personal individual call to only one person. And sometimes family members call in about family members, friends call in about friends, and survivors call their organization. Also, some abusive partners, they seek help to change themselves. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. You may also chat live at thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. You may send a text to 88788, 88788, and you will text the word START. So today, we're going to begin with talking just a little bit about the facts of life. And you may call in at any time. I am able to stop talking and to answer your call. The facts of life. It is true, sometimes we say, I made the wrong choice, or I made a mistake. Sometimes wrong choices, making the wrong mistake, they have many purposes. You can think of a few. I can think of a few. We all can think of something. But it is an opportunity to realize that we did have a choice. Not in all circumstances. We do realize that the opportunity exists to learn from the mistake or the wrong choice, to share what has been learned, because it may help someone else avoid the same wrong choice or wrong mistake. Maybe it was not a mistake, but a part of life's plan for you to experience and grow from. Sure, it is true. Some mistakes, some wrong choices are for individuals that are, for one reason or another, they go down the wrong path for lack of care, love, and opportunity. If you are listening to this broadcast, you are not that destined person to go down the wrong path or to be on a downward spiral. We at the Dr. Louisa broadcast for domestic violence and domestic abuse, we are here to listen to what you have to say. No blame, no shame, because we all have made mistakes, wrong choices in our lives. We all wish there were things that were never done. Well, they were done. No need to beat up on oneself. It is time to move on and love yourself. No matter what you have experienced, it is time to forgive self, not to be vindictive, but to move on in life. Begin to become the better person. We have discussed for some time now on this show building a positive self-concept. The self-esteem is where we have placed our focus. This is a foundation of self, a building block to continue to grow and have self-respect for yourself. The number to call in on is 563-999-3694. The number is 563-999-3694. We will not ask you your name, no personal information whatsoever. We will only say, caller, you are on the line. While we're waiting, I want to share something that I ran across. A woman is in a relationship with someone who is emotionally, physically, or sexually abusive. It worsens the effects of the original trauma. It also doesn't allow the woman the safety she needs for healing. The number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. Again, 800-799-7233. You may text the word START to 88788. Text 7. You can text the number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to 88788. You may also chat live at thehotline.org. That's thehotline.org. Without support and understanding, women may continue to feel guilty and ashamed. This can make one become isolated, feel depressed, or harm themselves. Feelings of guilt and shame occurs when the person was blamed for, pressured to keep the abuse secret, when the person wrongly believed that he or she willingly joined in or wanted the abuse, when the person told others about his or her abuse and was not believed. My mouth is a bit dry. When the person, because of all of these things, trauma often results when the person is hurt by another person. It can affect one's trust in other people. Some people grew up expecting that others will hurt them. As a result, they have trouble developing trust easily and have difficulty judging who is safe. This is because in the childhood that some family member they loved and trusted had also abused them. As a result, they learned to hand over their trust even if the other person doesn't earn or deserve it. One, sexuality. It causes confusion about sex with love and care. This is because the abuser gave his or her attention and affection mainly through sexual contact. Experiences like this at more risk for unwanted or forced sex as an adult. Some people have learned to avoid sex or intimacy because these experiences may bring up negative feelings and memories connected with the past. And I wanted to share that because it is very true. Trauma can make a person feel out of control, that you are going crazy. The person may even be emotionally numb or suddenly alert and panicky. The person may not realize that he or she is reacting to things that remind him or her, excuse me, of the abuse. People don't know that abuse can affect their lives many years later. I will repeat that. Many people don't know that abuse can affect their lives many years later and do not connect the common effects of trauma to experiences of child abuse. Other drugs, having panic attacks and anxiety, binge eating, feeling like you don't want to live or you can't go on with your life, feelings of self-hate and low self-esteem, fearing people and relationships. I think we only have 60 seconds left. But that is the reason why we started talking about self-esteem, because once the person has been traumatized or abused, to develop low self-esteem. So please, get in touch with the domestic violence hotline, whether by chat, by texting, or by talking. 800-799-SAFE, 88788, text the word START. Go online, thehotline.org. We thank you very much for tuning in for today. We do hope that you received something in the message today to help you. May God continue to bless you on to tune in to domestic violence, domestic abuse, talking with Dr. Louisa on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. to 1:15 p.m. Have a great day.